Michael Black present. Father, Mr. Black, Alan Twigg, I believe it is.
The track record of the Public Service Commission historically has been to implement projects irrespective of local concerns. In fact, the Public Service Commission was generally created for that purpose. I'm critical of your organization, sir, not in a negative way, but as a matter of historical fact, and more to plead with you to perform what your title says, that you are a public service commission. I am the public. That wish and that plea is not helped by the impression one of your staff people gave this evening that Article 7 does not supersede local legislation and home rule. On the contrary, that is one of the founding legal principles of the Public Service Commission. Notwithstanding this history, I have to say that you and your staff have a very pleasant manner, which I hope will be materialized in serving the public. That's one strike against you. The second strike is what I call the energy highway robbery. Why robbery? Because it's exploitation of our resources for others' profit. It will take a great demonstration on the part of the Public Service Commission to stand up to the governor and to serve the public, us. A rhetorical question. How do you expect to relieve congestion by increasing traffic? As far as alternatives, I would suggest a more fundamental question of alternatives. All presentations this evening seem to assume that sooner or later, in one form or another, these power lines will be built. But long distance, high voltage power transmission is inherently inefficient. Something in the range of 50% loss occurs over the grid generally. The place for electric generation is more appropriately near where it is being used. In other words, this project should not be built at all. Other directions should be taken. We all need power, we all use power, but there are limits. What we're seeing is a domino effect. On the one hand, we have our environment, our quality of life, our historic resources. And on the other hand, we have Athens generating, high voltage transmission lines overhead, railroad trains increasingly going down the West Shore Line carrying unprecedented long trains of oil. The Iroquois gas pipeline. The cooling water tunnel from the Hudson River to Athens Gen, which is reminiscent of the projects years ago to have nuclear power plants up and down the Hudson River using the Hudson River for cooling water. It is increasingly apparent in our day and age that there are limits to development. We cannot go on exploiting our environment without limit. I suggest that the limit you are confronting here, and I appeal to you to recognize it and rule accordingly against this project. Thank you.